Before we get to episode 151, I'd like to ask for a small favor. When you need to make a purchase at Amazon, please use my link, icantseeyou.com/Amazon. That will take you to Amazon.com's homepage. Shop as you normally do. Check out. It doesn't cost you anything more for using my link, but I do earn a small commission. I really do appreciate it. Again, it's icantseeyou.com/Amazon. Thank you so much.
From Studio B in Swarthmore, this is the I Can't See You podcast with David. It's like blind people for dummies.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 151 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. I really appreciate you joining me for this episode, and I've got a great one lined up. I'm going to be talking to Jasmine Island. She won the Believe You Can talent show presented by the Keystone Chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago. And what a great performance she gave, and what a great voice she has. And we'll get into it with Jasmine and her dad, Mario, in a couple of minutes. Jasmine is only 13, and she's got a lot of good stuff in front of her. Before we get to the proper introduction, I just wanted to give a give a small update on the All Blind Fantasy Football League. I did lose this week. Sadly, I lost badly. And it wasn't even close. I was beaten by Frank and the Pug Posse. Can you just imagine all these pugs coming at you, ready to tear you to shreds? Well, that happened to me. And so the cool thing is, I'm still in first place thanks to Montreal Beavers. Nick beat Brian. Brian's team name is Astoria Knights with a K, not just like nighttime. And because Nick beat Brian and Nick doesn't have as many points as I do, I am still top of the table. So that part is cool. But congrats to Frank for knocking me from the unbeaten. And we now are playing each other in hockey, which is kind of funny. His team in hockey is not called Pug Posse. They're called the Ice Pugs, which I also think is funny. I am currently leading, but we've got a long way ahead. I think both of us have only played about half of our games. I know I've played half mine. I think he still has actually more than half. And it's going to be a close one there as well. So a lot of things going on with the fantasy sports. And I'll talk on the back end once we speak with Mario and Jasmine, because I've got a couple of cool ideas that I want to do for some upcoming podcasts. And again, if you have any kind of ideas on shows or questions or comments, please reach out 646-926-6350. You've got 3 minutes. Leave your name and town, and any questions, comments, whatever, please do that. Let me know if it's okay to use your recording on an upcoming episode, and I'll be sure to play that, assuming it's clean. And I guess if it's not clean, I'll just put an explicit label on the, on the podcast. I mean, basically, anything goes, I will put on. I mean, that's the neat thing of having complete control. All right, so let's not waste any more time, and let's get to Jasmine and Mario. One thing that we said as a committee with Believe You Can, there were a lot of great sounding people that, you know, we did sound checks for and then actually competed in Believe You Can 2021. And one of the things that we said after we spoke with Jasmine, and I mentioned it in the interview, her audio was perfect. She had the right microphone. She had everything going for her. And that, I believe, tipped the scales. There were some other good performers, but the audio wasn't quite right, or their Wi-Fi was a little wonky, and I really believe that made the difference. For one thing, I think when your audio is a little funny or your Wi-Fi is a little funny, you know, it kind of frustrates you, and you get a little flustered. So that influences your performance. But Jasmine hit everything that she had to. Everything was spot on. Her voice was great and is great. And there's a lot of great things coming from her. And so let's not waste any more time. Let's welcome in Jasmine Island and her dad, Mario. Jasmine and Mario, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Sure. Well, you know, Jasmine, you did so great at Believe You Can that I thought, what a great inspiration you are to have on the podcast. And so why don't you tell us how did you get started in music?
I've always been interested in music. I guess ever since I was born, I am from a musical family, but okay. I started really getting into it when I was about 3, and I would, you know, perform little songs for Christmas in front of my immediate family. And then around about 4 or 5, I began to really get into playing the piano, and it just grew from there. I added more instruments, self-taught myself some, and it just grew from there.
Okay. And as far as learning to play, so you're obviously playing by ear?
Yes. Yes, okay. I am.
Okay. You know, when I was a kid, my parents, and my sight, I was low vision. I had some usable vision, where I was able to, you know, read, you know, large print books and so forth. And so they were, if I said, hey, I want to do this. Okay. You can do it. You know, I didn't ask to do anything crazy. I liked sports. So they would allow me to try to play sports. My doctors didn't like me doing that because they were afraid, one hit to the head with, you know, whatever happens and, you know, all of a sudden I have no vision. But I wanted to play the violin when I was in second grade, and we went to the music store and we got the violin, and, you know, I went to practice the next day. I was all excited, and they said, okay, well, the sheet music goes here. And I'm like, I can't see that. And how else can I play it? And they're like, oh, well, you can't. You know, that's how you have to do the music is right. You know, it's got to be, and I don't remember exactly where it was, but, you know, so that's, you know, so 2 days later after we bought the thing, you know, we're taking it back to the same store. And so that's great that you were able to do that. And is that how, when you hear a song on the radio or on TV, is that, do you sit down at the piano or a keyboard and say, hey, I want to learn to play that? Or do you just listen over and over and over on, you know, as an MP3? How do you, you know, what's the process usually now?
You know, when I hear a song at first, I'm like, ooh, I like this tune. And then I have to listen to the lyrics, really see if I can embrace the lyrics and the music before I can actually learn to play it. Because it's one thing that you can play a song, but it's another thing, a totally different thing, if you can feel the lyrics and like feel how you can play the song. So if I know that I can actually feel and know how to really play and perform this song, then I will learn how to play it. So when that process takes place, I usually listen to it over and over again a few times. And if I can hear the distinct notes in the chords, if it's a piano, guitar, whatever, then I can usually self-teach myself. But if it's something with more melody and just a lot more notes, then I usually look it up on the internet and learn how to play it that way.
Okay. And as far as listening and doing, Mario, did you notice something early on with Jasmine, with her ability to do this? Was it, you know, did you say, oh, she sounds like she has a little bit of music talent. Maybe we should get her this or get her that when she was small?
As she mentioned, she started young when with singing.
Okay.
And then her nana suggested that she take piano lessons. So we said, okay. And so that's how she started. And then with the other instruments, she just picked it up and learned a few chords from using her Amazon Echo and then other resources like YouTube. Okay. And went up from there.
Okay.
But yes, we understand that from the beginning, she just picked up things real quick. It's incredible.
Okay. And Jasmine, as far as the other instruments, are they just instruments that, you know, are around the house, other people in your family play them? So you say, hey, I'm going to try this and you do that or?
No, it's usually instruments that like we have to buy or I get for Christmas or some other holiday or birthday that I learn to play.
Okay.
My family knows I'm into music.
Okay. And so, okay. So you play the piano, guitar. What else do you play? What other?
I play the ukulele. I play the recorder. Okay. I play the flute. I play the ocarina.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to learn to play the violin.
Okay.
I can play the drums a little bit. I can play the steel tongue drum, which is like from the Caribbean islands. Right. Okay. And I think that's it.
I think, and I guess you would know better, once you learn an instrument, and I guess maybe they're all a little bit different, but as far as mm-hmm. drums go, steel drums, a drum kit, does it become easier as you go along? Because, okay, now you've learned to play this, or you've taught yourself this thing. Now you can move on to this or to that. Has it been like that or not? Not really.
It has.
Okay. And specifically about the song you did, and I was just listening to it, you know, Lisa had sent out a list of everything that everybody's going to be performing. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what this Julie and the Phantoms is. And mm-hmm. I said, let me ask the A-Lady to play it and to hear how it was. Is that a show that you watch, Julie and the Phantoms? Or did you just hear the song and...
Yeah, it was a TV show on Netflix, and it's right. a musical, and I just really like those kind of things.
Okay, so you watched the show, and I, you know, just listening to it before we came on, I was, you know, I listened to it, like I said, before Believe You Can, and, you know, I didn't really pay too much attention to the lyrics. I like to hear how, you know, how your version was compared to the original, and I almost spot on, and I was amazed at that. And then I thought, you know, I wonder, and when I was listening earlier, I actually was listening to the lyrics and, you know, pretty inspiring song and kind of fits with, you know, just pushing through, you know, any kind of issue you've got and, and stuff like that. Is that why you picked it, or is there another reason you chose that song?
Well, that's one reason why I picked it. And for another reason, I just really like the melody of the okay. piano, of course, and just the singer.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And, just remind listeners how old you are again.
I'm 13.
13. Okay. And, how are you, do you do music in school? Are you in any kind of chorus or band or anything like that at school?
So I go to Vancouver School of Arts and Academics. So it's an art school.
Okay.
So it supports six of the arts. So music, theater, video, literary arts, writing, and dance. So okay. My focus is music.
Okay.
So I do my choir's there. So I have choir classes there.
Okay. Okay. And Mario, as far as her, as she's grown up, just as a straight vision issue or lack of vision issue, how has it been? I'm assuming that you have sight, Mario, or no?
No, actually, my wife and I are both blind as well.
You are both also blind. Okay.
Yeah.
So have you been blind your whole life?
I lost my sight when I was 7.
Okay. So for all intents and purposes.
Pretty much. Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. So compared to how things were when you were growing up to now, as Jasmine is growing up, how have things seemed different and how have they been the same? What are some comparisons and things to your life as you grew
sure.
up?
Sure. I mean, we can, at least from the technology aspect, as we all know, it's completely different.
Right.
Back then. So I think that tends to level the playing field, as we say, for her and her sighted peers, for me and my sighted peers, you know. But I think that having my wife and I being blind and us being independent and contributors to society, that's something that we want to instill in Jasmine. No matter what it is, if something that she wants to do, like you were saying, then we let her try it out, let her see if it's gonna work out or not, you know.
Right.
We don't let her. We try not to put any barriers or have any barriers be in her way.
No. Okay. Yes. Yeah, and that's the technology is just such a huge thing to think about. All of the different devices that you used to have to use, you know, just to, you know, a GPS if you wanted to get someplace or something like that. Now it's all on your phone. And, You know, listening to another podcast, you know, the person said, I don't care if I have to spend $1,000 on my phone because it's replacing like seven other items in, you know, that I used to have to carry with me. And
yes.
I mean, it really is true with, you know, and as now, you know, the OCR, even just with, you know, with the images in, you know, on an iPhone where you can take a picture and move your finger around the picture. If there's any words on, you know, that you've taken in that picture, it'll read them to you without using, you know, an app or anything like that. So that is a huge thing. And so Jasmine, as you move forward into, let's see, 8th grade. Okay. Yeah. So high school next year, is it going to be the same school or do you move to a different school?
Yes, this is middle school, high school. So the same school.
Okay, same school. Okay, so that'll make things a little bit easier. Difficult to get around or is it?
It's really easy.
Okay. Okay, that's, I'm interested to know because a friend of ours and somebody who also competed on Believe You Can, Simon, you know, started college this year. So I'm curious to see how, you know, going from a high school to a college setting where there's obviously more back and forth from one class to another. So, okay. So that's good. So that's something you don't have to worry about for next year. What are you hoping to do in high school? I guess continue forward with music and anything else?
I want to continue forward with my music and literary arts. So writing, I want to do that because that's also part of songwriting. And I also want to get into theater and acting and see how that goes for me.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That is great. You know, I have always liked things that, you know, somebody that with little or no vision shouldn't do. And I remember telling my doctor, my general practitioner, you know, she's like, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I do, you know, web and graphic design. And she looked at me like, you know, I was talking crazy. And, you know, and again, you know, it's, I have the company, but it's not, you know, it's not something I do, though I did do the Believe You Can logo. And I, you know, I enjoy doing that. Whether I should do that as a profession is another story, because as you know, it, with some things, it takes blind folks a lot longer to do other things that, you know, for example, if you go to a conference and you have to sign in, you know, it might take me 20 minutes to find a table, whereas a sighted person would be able to say, oh, the table's right over there. I'm just going to walk over there and sign in. You know, so, but I always feel that doing, you know, I'm personally very interested in doing, you know, photography, you know, as I was telling your dad before we recorded, you know, we have a golden retriever puppy. And, you know, so there's a million pictures I take of him. I don't know what, you know, if they're any good, you know, sometimes, you know, and I do have a little bit of vision. Sometimes I'm outside and, you know, outside with glare and everything, there's no way I can see the screen, but I, you know, position the camera and hope for the best. And, you know, again, the, you know, with technology today, you know, I'm just pushing the button, the camera's doing, you know, the heavy lifting. And so, you know, I've always been told, well, you know, should you do that? Should you, you know, and I, as I told my doctor, I said, look, I'm not trying to fly an airplane. I'm not, although I know there are blind folks that do fly airplanes and, you know, and soon we'll be able to get into the front seat of a car where the driver usually sits and we'll be able to go places, you know, again, not, you know, not because we're driving, because they're driving themselves. So it's, you know, I just think it's, you know, with the acting and stuff like that, you know, it would be great to one day see you either on stage or in a movie, you know, where there's not somebody who is pretending they're blind, they're actually blind, playing a blind person, or better yet, a blind person playing a sighted person. Because as someone had once said at one of the NFB conventions, you know, if you limit our role to blind characters, you know, that they're very limited. You don't see blind characters in TV and movies and things like that. So, you know, boy, I wish you the best of luck with that, because, you know, that would be great to see you there. And, you know, the NFB has a performing arts division that, you know, would probably be very helpful for you as you grow along in your journey. So have you done any kind of acting yet? Any kind of plays or anything at school?
I've auditioned for two plays. I haven't gotten in yet, but I'm still trying.
Okay. Yeah. Just keep pushing at it, because, you know, a lot of people are going to, you know, think, hey, she can't do it because she's blind, but you get, you know, and that's just going to have to make you do it better than the others. And that's, you know, that's just, you know, one obstacle and barrier that we face. Mario, in your life, or maybe even in your wife's lifetime, has there been an issue with you as far as people looking at you and saying, hey, you're blind, you know, really, you know, how are you going to do this job? And, you know, what are you going to, how's it going to work? Has that happened?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In college, I had an experience where I had met a professor who traveled a lot in Europe. A lot of his research was based, he's a physicist.
Okay.
And he lost his sight while he was also teaching at the university.
Okay.
And just one day I wanted to see how a blind person would is able to do math, because it was my freshman year and I got to the level of calculus and took one class and I flunked it. It's like, this is not good. I need some assistance. So that's how I came about this gentleman. And then one day after we met and talked about it, and he came back from a trip from Germany, he wanted to know if I was interested in doing an exchange program with Germany as a computer science, blind computer scientist, because that was my degree at that time. And I said, well, what's that all about? And he said that this university in Germany was just started a pilot program for blind computer scientists. And I said, okay. And he says, well, would you be interested in going? My first idea was, well, I don't know. I never considered going to Germany, especially.
Right.
My background is I'm from Colombia, South America. And so I always wanted to go back to Latin America just, you know, to visit.
Okay.
But he said, you know, try it out. We'll see what happens. Well, I took a German class, and the professor at that class needed to write a letter of recommendation. So that letter of recommendation went to the people there at the who headed the program, the exchange program. And he completely just told them, no, there's no way that he can do it. He's blind. He doesn't even speak the language. I just don't see how he's going to be able to make it in a foreign country. Strongly encouraged that he'd not go. And I found out this later. And then the lady, the head of the program, told me this later. And she said, you know, I met you, Mario. I know how you are. You made it through a lot of obstacles in life. Now you're in college and now you're getting this huge opportunity to go to Germany. I'm going to give it to you. And she did. And I'm glad, because I came on top of all the most of the students that went there, got really good grades in the classes that I took, and all the classes were in German. By the time I came back from Germany, I was almost fluent. Now, this was long, long time ago, so don't ask me to speak it now. But yeah, you know, it went really well. And I did a lot of growing up in that. And that's when I figured that if I can make it here in Germany, not being able to speak the language at the beginning, I could go anywhere. And my life has been just going through life. After I graduated from college, I, you know, went to Kentucky, and that's where I met my wife, and I started my family there, and then held several jobs there, and then moved to Washington for my current position.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, so you know how it is, and I think that's helpful for, you know, for Jasmine and moving forward with her, because you know what she's up against, and you know, I know, you know, I had a similar instance, although it went the other way for me. My friends of mine, I loved baseball, you know, as a kid. And again, I had limited vision, and, you know, when I would have a catch with my dad, we had a crimson maple in the backyard. I had to position him right in the middle so I could see the ball. We used this bright orange baseball. Mm. You know, my friends went to baseball camp one summer. Yeah. And I was so bored to, you know, again, before the internet, so I couldn't go. It might've been before cable TV. So, you know, I remember talking to my folks and saying, man, I'm so bored. All my friends are at this baseball camp in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, you know, where the Little League is. And I'm like, that would have been great to go. And, you know, my mom said to me, you know, halfway through the week or the 2 weeks or whatever, yeah, you know, they asked if you wanted to go, and, you know, we didn't know that you'd be able to do it. So, you know, we told them no. And, you know, that might've been the only time that, you know, they said, hey, you can't do that. And, you know, I was around, I don't know, I was 10 or 12 years old. And, and, you know, and I realized at that point, you know, I wasn't going to be doing everything. And I, chances are things, you know, something bad would have happened, but again, you never know. And it's not, you know, with things, you know, with music and things like that, you know, Jasmine, you have something now that, you know, you'll have, that's a skill that you'll have, and you can continue to grow for the rest of your life. That even when you play a sport, you know, if you play baseball or whatever, you know, people who, as they get older, stop playing baseball because, you know, they just can't do it, their knees are bad or whatever. But music is one of those things that, you know, you have forever. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, that's a good thing. What other music do you like, Jasmine? What other, name some artists, bands, musicals, things like that, that you like?
I like anything that just appeals to my aesthetic.
Okay.
Maybe I guess 2000s, 2010s pop is my kind of thing.
Okay.
I like Julie and the Phantoms, the band. They're good. They're really good. And the show is also really good.
Okay.
And I like the musical, The Sound of Music. Their music is really pretty. It's old. It's a classic. It's
right.
Nice. It's really cool.
You know, my wife and I were in Austria years ago, and every place you went, you know, there was a little plaque on the wall, or there was a sign, and, you know, it would say this such and such scene from Sound of Music was filmed here, or this was filmed here, or whatever. So, you know, whenever anybody mentions Sound of Music, you know, we think about, you know, the different places in Salzburg, Austria, that, you know, had these placards up. And yeah, it's just kind of funny. So you mentioned that, and it kind of makes me laugh. I think it won Best Picture in 1965. So yeah, that is not a new one. Mm-hmm. So moving forward, is there an instrument that you don't play yet that you want to start to play or learn?
There are a lot, actually. I want to learn to play the cello.
Okay.
And I want to play the mandolin, and maybe one day the harp.
Okay. Okay. And do you have any interest? I know there's some machines out there that, you know, that do more than one thing, you know, basically keyboards, drums and whatnot. Do you have anything like that yet? Or is that on your wish list? Or?
I do want like a modern piano keyboards, like the whole digital kind of thing.
Okay.
So I can just explore it, and I can change the settings to different instruments so that I don't even have to buy any.
Right.
So, and I do one day maybe want like a drum set, since I haven't played the drums in like 5 years. I can still do it, but I just don't have drums, percussion drums.
Okay. And how about, have you published any music on your own, or do you have a YouTube channel where you do songs or anything like that? Is that out there yet?
I do have a YouTube channel, and I am thinking of posting covers of songs, but I don't want to put out, because I have two original songs right now.
Okay.
And I don't want to put them out yet until I can copyright it so I can keep them safe.
Right. Okay. Okay. So someday soon we'll see those on Spotify and mm-hmm. Apple Music and things. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And I really hope that, that as you move along, it'd be great if you, you know, when you do put those songs out there, if you let us know, whether it's myself or Lisa, yeah. And, because that's something, you know, we'd like to share with everyone. And, and next year, I hope you're back for Believe You Can 2022. It'll be the 15th of October. We really enjoyed having you on that. And again, you know, I think one of the things, and, you know, before I let you go, when we were doing the sound checks for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, we would talk afterwards and say, hey, how did things go? How did they sound? You know, there were other folks that sounded great, but the technology was an issue. And we knew, and we would say to these people, this, you know, you sound great, but, you know, you've got to do this or do that. You sounded great right off the bat. You had it set up, and whether that's your doing or your mom's or your dad's, I mean, it it was perfect. You sounded great. Everything sounded great. And, you know, I think because it was the whole package, I think that's, you know, what helped you, you know, win first place. And so I congratulate you on that, because that is not, you know, some folks don't get how important it is to have the right equipment just to do, you know, just to do the recording. So, so congratulations on that. Yeah. And again, it, you know, I, you know, you were the whole package, you know, again, the others sounded, you know, there were other folks that have had, you know, music recorded and published and, you know, but here you are, you sounded perfect. And, so, you know, I was happy about that. And I know the whole team behind Believe You Can was happy that you sounded so good. So I do appreciate you coming on, Mario. I appreciate you coming on, and I wish you guys the best of luck. And I know that we will be in touch for when next year comes around for Believe You Can 2022, because, you know, we'd love to have you back if you want to be back on and to defend your title, right? I mean, you've got to defend it. So Mario and Jasmine, thank you so much for coming on the I Can't See You podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yes.
Again, thank you, Mario. Thank you, Jasmine. Man, are we expecting a lot of great things out of you, Jasmine, and I wish you nothing but the best in the future. And I hope you will compete again next year on Believe You Can. And I look forward to seeing you at doing some other things. And I will put some of Jasmine's social handles out there, so you can check in with her on social media and check her out on YouTube. Again, what a great voice, what a great setup. They really got it going on out there in Vancouver, Washington. And here's a couple of ideas that I thought of over the past couple of days. You know, we've been blitzing these podcast episodes of White Canes Connect for the upcoming NFBFPA state convention. And in fact, we're doing two tonight. We've done two this week already. I don't know how I'm going to have a voice left, because as I sat down to do this podcast, my voice was a little funny, and I'm hoping it holds out. So I'm not, fortunately for you, I'm not going to talk much longer. So we were doing an interview the other day with a guy named Party Gill. And he's from the UK. Simon, who you remember has been on this podcast, he interviewed us in Blind Abilities, on Blind Abilities a couple of weeks ago for Believe You Can. And he is the secretary of the Keystone chapter of the NFBFPA. He introduced us as a chapter to Party. And I think he also talked to Party on Blind Abilities. But after we got done recording the interview Lisa and I did with Party, because he's going to be presenting at the NFBFPA state convention, after we got done talking, I don't know how we kind of meandered into sports. And Party is a big Leicester City fan of the Premier League. And, you know, I, of course, as soon as he mentioned them, my ears perked up, and I'm, you know, I'm all excited and thinking, okay, where's he going with this? He said, I'm a big supporter of Leicester. And he had just gone to Moscow a couple of weeks earlier to see them. And I don't know if Leicester's in the Europa League or Champions League. I'm guessing Europa, but I don't remember. And I haven't checked Champions League in a while. And for some reason, I can't find Champions League on TV when I look. I always forget about it. And then it's always too late. I end up just seeing the results. But as we're talking, Party says to us, you know, when you go to a match, they give you, you know, if you're blind or visually impaired, they give you this headset that you know, kind of like when you go to the movies. And if you're not familiar with that, if you're blind or visually impaired and you go to the movies, they have a headset that has the descriptive audio. And I know I've talked about it before, and Roy Samuelson and I talked about it when we were on together, when he was on here. And it basically explains what's going on. Joe walks into the bathroom and picks up a glass and fills it with water, whatever's going on. You know, if you can't see it, somebody's got to tell you what's happening. And, you know, when you're going to the movies or Liz isn't around in my case, or Jane isn't around to tell me what's happening, you know, that works. And in fact, I mean, no offense, it's a lot more informative than Liz or Jane. but Party was saying that when you go to, you know, you see a match, they give you this headset and it's real-time description, which I thought is very cool, because I know that I've tried going to different sporting events here in the U.S. And, you know, I went to a Sixers game with my friend Chris Dougherty. In fact, it was, I always think about that when I see the Sixers play. It was the last time I saw him before he died. You know, and I think about that, and, you know, it kind of went back and forth when Chris and I were at the game, you know, of, you know, hey, what's going on with this or what's going on with that? You know, and he would then interject, oh, you know, Ben Simmons just did this, or, you know, Joel Embiid just did that. And same thing with the Flyers, you know, there was no way, usually the app, and I didn't try it at the Flyers game, but usually any of the apps that play where you can get the home team radio, there's usually a delay when it's digital. And so to, you know, to go to an event, to go to a game and listen and you hear everybody cheering and then 7 to 10 seconds later, you hear what happened, you know, it's a little weird. So I wanted to go to a Premier League game when we were in the UK back in 2017, and the tickets were ungodly expensive. And I thought, I don't want to spend that kind of money to go to a game and then, you know, basically have Liz have Liz or Jane describe it to me. And I think it would have been Jane, but, you know, Jane hasn't been around soccer since she was like 7 years old. Softball was her sport after she was on a couple of less than stellar teams here. The first team was cute. She played when she was three, and they were orange. They were actually orange and black like the Flyers. And they were called the Pumpkins. They called themselves the Pumpkins. The second and third year she played, their team was, you know, olive drab. They could have called themselves the Army, but it wasn't the winning Army, because I'm not sure they even scored a goal in either season. That's how bad they were. But snack was always good. And that's all that mattered back then, which is kind of funny and also kind of cool. But so Jane's description of soccer might not have been great. You know, listen, she's no Arlo White. You know, so we said, you know, I don't want to spend that kind of money. I want to say the tickets were like 90 pounds or something like that. I don't remember. And that was, I believe, for one. I don't remember. They were, you know, the tickets from the teams were sold out. I wanted to go to Arsenal. Arsenal has been my club. And I hope if Party is listening to this, he doesn't cringe. The reason I latched on to Arsenal when I first started following the Premier League, you know, around 15, 20 years ago, they had a player named Thierry Henry. And if you watch Ted Lasso, he's been in a few episodes of that. And has since played for some other clubs. He played for Barcelona in Spain, and he played for a team in MLS, you know, like every other, you know, superstar does at the end of their career when they can't really cut it. And, you know, one of the European leagues, they come here and can still run circles around just about everybody else. And, you know, so you had to buy them through, you know, a ticket broker. And, you know, that's probably why. I don't know what the face value of the tickets are. And the one cool thing, and again, it was too late to do this, but Arsenal had I don't know if they had a section. They had a disability section or seating or something. And I didn't investigate it because you had to do it, you know, long before the games came. So it was too late to do that, you know, when we were there. But I am so excited now to go and watch a game or seven, you know, who knows when, but it just sounds awesome. And, you know, besides Arsenal, I usually root for a team that's near relegation. You know, a few years ago, Newcastle was near relegation. I also like Newcastle's uniforms or kits. And so I rooted for them, and they ended up staying up that year, but then they got relegated the next year or 2 years later, whatever it was. They're back in the Premier League, though. The last couple of years, I've been rooting for Brighton. It was a place that I went to with my folks, you know, when we were in the UK back in the mid-80s, and I just loved it there. We were only there for a few days, and, you know, it's right on the coast. They've got like it wasn't really a boardwalk, more like a promenade, and... sorry, that was a reminder to take some medicine. More like a promenade where they had some piers that came off of that. And it was really nice being there. And again, they were near the drop zone. You know, so I thought, oh, I'm going to root for them and hope that they don't make it, you know, and end up in, you know, the next level down, which ironically is called the Championship. You know, and if you watch Ted Lasso, they did a little bit on that. the Premier League was above something called the Championship. And if you haven't watched Ted Lasso, I highly recommend it. In fact, I'm actually an affiliate for Apple and Apple Music and any of that stuff. So I will put a link on the show notes page for Ted Lasso. Again, really funny stuff and a lot of fun to watch. But while I was thinking, that happened a couple nights ago, and either later that night or the next night, I happened to notice that Max Ivey, who has been on this podcast a couple of times, who's known as the blind blogger. In fact, as my shirt under my flannel today, I've got his t-shirt on that he gave me at PodFest back in Orlando in 2020. He and somebody named Emily Trepanier, I hope I'm getting her name right, were on Outlook on Radio Western. And that's a show hosted by Brian and Carrie Kajewski, who have also been on this podcast. And they were talking, Brian and Carrie are based in Ontario, Canada. They were talking to Emily about her podcast and about snowboarding. And I'm thinking, I'm sitting there washing the dishes and I'm listening to this girl talk about snowboarding. First of all, my whole body hurt that day. And I'm just imagining trying to snowboard, let alone the fact that I can't see, but I'm just imagining snowboarding, you know, feeling as crappy as I did. And I'm thinking, there is no way I would ever try that. And then she says, they don't do it tethered. They have somebody giving directions. Well, I am terrible with left and right. In fact, when I was at an event with some other blind folks, some might call it the draft, up in New York a few weeks ago, or actually almost 2 months ago now, I was telling somebody to go to their left, and they were going to their left, but I really needed them to go to their right. So it's a good thing it wasn't a cliff. And sorry, Allison, if I nearly led you the wrong way somewhere that you didn't want to be. So I just can't imagine that. So I started thinking, you know, it'd be fun to have a few sports episodes, you know, blind sports. So, you know, I thought, you know, Party and I could talk about, you know, Premier League stuff and just sports in general, you know, and get his perspective. I could talk to Emily, who's, again, her podcast is new. It's called, I think it's called Shredding for Gold. And her wanting to compete in the Paralympics and, There was one other, you know, we've talked to on White Canes Connect, and I'll mention that in a second. We talked to blind bowlers. So I just thought it would be cool to have some, you know, I like sports. Obviously, you all can tell that. And I just thought it would be neat to have, you know, a couple of episodes in a row of basically just talking about sports and blind folks, whether they're playing them or following them. I know there's blind golf. Listen, I can barely find stuff around my house. If I hit a ball somewhere and I could go find it again, like George Carlin said, you should consider that a win, and I certainly would. And how would I know it's even mine? But if I found a ball, I'm going to say it's mine. I don't know that I could hold the club hard enough to hit the ball very far. But I thought it would be very cool to do that. And so I'll have to give that more consideration as we move into winter, because, you know, all the sports that I'm thinking about are all winter sports. You know, Premier League goes from, you know, late summer to early spring, or I guess mid spring, not early spring. And you know, there's a lot of blind ice hockey that's out there. I've made some connections on LinkedIn and on Instagram, as well as Jeff Thompson, who is in the who does the Blind Abilities podcast. He does hockey. So I just think it would be fun to do that. Again, since I like sports, it'd be interesting to talk to folks. And I mentioned White Canes Connect, and I've been busting my butt to get that up there as a podcast. We're about 7 completed episodes in. We've run a couple here as bonus episodes, which at some point will now live on their own podcast stream now that I've been approved by Apple. And so we just dropped episode 7, and it's a little out of order. Episode 1 and episode 7 are up. I hope to have the others up by the end of the week. I know it's Thursday and it is the end of the week, but I hope to have the others up, you know, in the next couple of days. 2 more have been completely done. You know, there's some things you have to do before you upload them. And 2 of those, episodes 2 and 3, have been done. Episodes 5 and 6 just need some some work. Episode 4 will need more work. And then I have the episode with Party to edit, which hopefully that won't be too difficult because it was just Party, Lisa, and myself. And, you know, hopefully nobody's muting themselves. And that's really thrown everybody off. When you mute yourself on Zoom, it seems like it messes with the individual audio tracks, which I think I mentioned. So episode 7 is up there. So just go to Apple. And right now it's only on Apple, it seems. So go to Apple if you're in your podcast that comes on your iPhone and just type White Canes Connect and you can listen to episode 7. And that is out there. And episode 1 is also out there. And you'll notice a difference in the audio quality between episode 1 and episode 7. It is a lot better in episode 7. And, you know, we're getting better each week. But please give that a listen. But we've got so much going on. Again, like I said, got 2 episodes to record tonight, which means a lot of editing for me. We're doing a couple of episodes, one more tomorrow, one more on Saturday. And Liz is going to kill me for all that I've been doing with that, because as soon as she gets home, I run down here to Studio B and either start editing or recording or whatever. So she will, you know, she will most likely kill me. I mean, if it's not that, it's going to be for something else, right? So I do appreciate you listening to episode 151 of the I Can't See You podcast. Remember, if you've got questions, comments, show ideas, please reach out 646-926-6350. Leave your name, your town, and if it's okay to use your recording on an upcoming episode, that should still leave you with about 2 minutes 45 seconds worth of time to talk, curse me out, whatever. I'd love to hear from you. Please do it. You can also reach out via email, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com. And lastly, I would love to remind you, if you're shopping at Amazon, please go through my link, icantseeyou.com/Amazon. Remember, I Can't See You sounds like a whole sentence, but it's only 7 letters long. icantcu.com/Amazon. You make a purchase, doesn't cost you anything more. I make a small commission and really appreciate it. So please, icantseeyou.com/Amazon. Thanks again for all of your support. Stay safe, be well, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast with David. Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And don't forget to share the podcast with your friends.